Mr. Arthur Henderson, 72858 Arthur Henderson, H-E-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. 64-year-old gentleman comes in today for follow-up of an ant bite upper lateral left thigh that has become infected and turned into an abscess. Next number, leg pain. Next number is history of neuropathy related to shingles. Next number, history of coronary artery disease. Next number, history of peripheral vascular disease. Next number, history of carotid stenosis. Next number, we have been following these issues now for a few years, but he hasn't had any workup for 2 years now, period. New paragraph, he did have an MRI of his low back most recently that showed no evidence of no evidence of radiculopathy or spinal stenosis and or he did have an MRI scheduled recently to check for spinal stenosis and the cause of his neuropathy, which I suspect was related to shingles, but he never completed that. He was on Neurontin, then later switched to Lyrica with good response, period. Currently, he's not taking any medication at this time, period. New paragraph, review of system. He's not having any chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, and metachesia. He's been active, trying to lose weight and walking a mile a day. He gets blood work done by cardiologists on regular basis. Colonoscopy's up to date. Social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink alcohol. He also has medications reviewed, allergy none, medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, thyroid issues, gastroesophageal reflux, hyperlipidemia, hypogonadism, surgery, cardiac stent, left side times two, hernia, history of thyroid cysts, which we've been following, social, no smoking or drinking, lives with his wife of many years. Let's see, he weighs 207 pounds, no significant change, 98%, 98.1, 16, 71, 145 over 78. Heart positive, swollen positive, stew. Lungs clear, abdomen soft, lower extremity, 2 by 3 centimeter abscess, left thigh, lateral aspect. Lower extremity trace edema, neurological non-focal. There's also some growing lymphadenopathy on the left side. Abdomen is soft. Assessment number one, asperosis. Coronary artery disease is concerned. We looked at his heart, the right atrium, right ventricle. Does not appear to be any different from previously. His there's minimal aortic regurgitation. IVC is normal. His EF at 77% or 68%. No, between 68 and 70%, sorry. Next number, the carotid stenosis looks to be the same with no significant change. Next number, the BPH slightly enlarged from previously. The report. Next number. Next number, thyroid cyst, shows resolution of the thyroid cyst that was noted before. Oh, but before I forget, family history, father died 66 because of MI, mother alive at 85, 34. On COVID immunization is up to date. Next number is, as far as the abscess is concerned, this is not ready to be opened up, so we treat him with Rocephin, a gram now, and Keflex 500 QID. Next one was last cholesterol was 226. Next one was cholesterol was due in 3 months per cardiologist. Next number, lymphadenopathy in the groin described above. Next number is very mild fatty liver, no change from last year. Next number is no evidence of aortic aneurysm. Next number, carotid stenosis remains the same with no significant change. Next number, mild CVD in the lower extremity noted. Next number, resolution of the thyroid cyst that was mentioned earlier. Nixon's blood pressure is well controlled. Nixon was very motivated in exercising and staying active. Nixon's kidneys appeared to be the same with no significant change from a year ago, size-wise from 2 years ago, actually. Next number is no changes in his medications were made today. Next number is his cardiologist told him that he's probably going to be taking off the Plavix next time he sees him, but currently he's taking the Plavix and the aspirin, and I told him to do that to his season. Next number is A1C has seven. Next number is continuing with metformin. That's helping him lose weight. Next number is DJD, taking Mobic, but on a regular basis. Thank you.